This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is responsible for an attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The two tankers were attacked and left adrift Thursday in the Gulf, a major shipping lane for much of the world's oil supplies. Pompeo said in Washington his assertion was based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to carry out the attacks, and recent similar attacks by Iran. Pompeo said, however, the attacks will not change the Trump administration's policy toward Tehran.
Our policy remains an economic and diplomatic effort to bring Iran back to the negotiating table at the right time, to encourage a comprehensive deal that addresses the broad range of threats. Threats today apparent for all the world to see, to peace and security.
Last month, the United States accused Iran of using mines to attack four oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates, an accusation that Iran has denied. Those attacks came as Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was wrapping up talks with Iranian leaders. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Abe was hoping to ease tensions between Washington and Tehran.
Abe was in Tehran as a kind of middleman for President Donald Trump, meeting with Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and President Hassan Rouhani in pursuit of easing tensions in the Persian Gulf region. However, according to his official website, Khamenei told Abe, "I don't regard Trump as deserving any exchange of messages and have no response for him and will give no response." Regional tensions have escalated as Tehran appears poised to break the 2015 nuclear deal it struck with world powers, an accord that the Trump administration pulled out of last year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is facing criticism from both political parties after saying that he's open to accepting political